SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. To say most of the United States is just downright chilly is putting it mildly, because even in the deep south, it's getting cold.
A lot of the country from like the Rockies on eastward are going to get into the well below normal temperatures starting Sunday and then kind of lasting into the coming week. First areas to see it will be like the Rockies into the northern plains. With the wind chills, we do have areas, forecasted wind chills, that are colder than negative 40.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be very, very wintry in nature, very cold temperatures, well below normal temperatures, even here for the middle of January. And we're going to have certainly a winter storm threat as well. That just takes us into Inauguration Day itself.
Also, at SRNNews.com, all of the nation's living presidents will be attending Donald Trump's inauguration Monday. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest.
When the outgoing Biden administration gives way to the incoming Trump administration on Monday, former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama will be there to witness the peaceful transfer of power. The former First Ladies also will attend, except for Michelle Obama. It'll be the second such gathering in under 2 weeks. All of the living presidents attended this month's state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter here in Washington. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump says he most likely will give TikTok 90 more days to work out a deal that will allow the popular video sharing platform to avoid a U.S. ban. Mr. Trump telling a NBC News interview today he hasn't decided what to do, but was considering granting TikTok a reprieve after he is sworn in Monday. Law prohibits mobile app stores and internet hosting services. This is SRN News. Good news for pro-life groups in Canada.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head in Australia again. Police in Sydney say the two synagogues have been defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti and vulgarities this month. That follows several incidents in Australia to end last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese condemning the latest attacks, saying they need to stop now. This is SRN News. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says new leadership under Donald Trump will mark a departure from the weaponization of the justice system that took place during the Biden administration.
I think both Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are committed to restoring the FBI and the Department of Justice to its previous nonpartisan equal justice orientation. And it couldn't come a day too soon.
And he adds he's very optimistic the Senate will get a chance to confirm scores of highly qualified judicial nominations.
And I'm particularly excited about the fact that we were able to confirm three new Supreme Court justices. I think President Trump will have a chance to fill one or two more seats on that court before he's through, which is going to be a permanent legacy.
And Cornyn adds he is very optimistic about the next 4 years. More details at SRNNews.com.